This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is what? We help you enjoy, remember that one, enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks. If that's something you're interested in, you want to give us a call. I'm going to give you the contact information. But my daughter and I, Sherry Marini, and my name is David Gallner, as I mentioned earlier, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania between my daughter and myself for approximately over 70 years. Not 7 years, over 70 years. She's a certified estate planner. She's worked for many different government agencies, such as the Social Security Office, Mercer County Area on Aging. She worked in Washington, D.C. in the Census Bureau, but she didn't do census. She was involved in these long-term care survey, big projects. But how many people do you know actually work for the Social Security Office? And she worked for the Mercer County and Area Aging as a social worker. So she's a certified estate planner. And I'm a master certified estate planner. So our toll-free number, if you'd like to get more information, set up a 5-minute, a 10-minute, 15-minute call, or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Like I said, primarily we work with pre-retirees and retirees, but we have people in their 20s and 30s. So we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Linden Point, Hermitage, PA. Or you can email me at david@leavealegacy.com. Or better yet, I'm going to give you 3 websites. And these websites, folks, you get a lot of free information, educational, because we're big into the education. Leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. We have on-demand seminars. One is on Social Security. One is on women and wealth. One is on how to have a tax-free retirement. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. One is on are you ready to retire? One is on guaranteed income. I call it paycheck for life. So besides Social Security, wouldn't it be nice to have a steady stream of income no matter what happens to the market? So there's on-demand seminars, 24 hours a day. The seminars aren't very long. They're many. There's free reports you can download and quizzes. That website, again, is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. We also have one for taxes. For tax season, it's basically done, although we occasionally get some stray taxes in, but we do have some people that are on extensions. But it's a great time to do what? Tax planning. If you're interested to get a second opinion on someone who did your taxes last year, you want to give us a call to set up that complimentary consultation, or if you'd like to learn more about that, go to the website that we have. It's called Innovation, you know, for this street run, InnovationTaxService.com, InnovationTaxService.com. And then I'm going to be talking about 14 tax reduction strategies for the self-employed. And by the way, if you're paying a lot of taxes, we have another website, usually for the higher net worth, called EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. So those 3 websites are LeaveALegacy.com, InnovationTaxService.com, and at leadtaxreduction.com. So if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation or come in to have that in-house meeting or do a Zoom, we're glad to do Zoom or a webinar, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So what do we do at leavealegacy.com? We talk about this every week, but some people don't remember, or it's out of sight, out of mind, or it's not a pertinent thing at the time. While we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a pre-crisis, which is the best way to do it, but a crisis. Let's say you know someone's going in a nursing home or already in a nursing home, and they're spending down all the money. You want to know, how can you protect that? Is there a way to do that? Well, give us a call. We have other law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. My daughter and I both belong to the Mahoney-Shenango Valley Estate Planning Council. So give us a call on that one. That's the one thing, if you haven't planned for, as I mentioned in the past, could really wipe you out. And I don't mean buying long-term care insurance. That certainly is one strategy, but there's other strategy that I think that could be a lot better. So again, toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Tax preparation, tax planning, as I mentioned earlier, give us a call, 800-264-4963. If you need a will, trust, or whatever, want to learn more about that, we have other law attorneys we work with, both in Pennsylvania and Ohio. So give us a call, 800-264-4963. When it comes to investments or savings, I can't say we have everything. The things that we have, we don't even offer to the general public, but we like to describe saving, investing, the way a color, like a traffic light. You know, the traffic light has three colors. Basically what? Green, go, yellow, caution, and red is stop. Well, we'll start with the caution one, the yellow. We don't call that caution, but kind of caution if you want to look at it. It's your emergency money. So caution, you need to have money in emergency money. And what type of vehicles do you put money in there? Checking account, savings account, money market account, credit unions. We don't offer that. We recommend, depending on the person, anywhere from 3 months to 6 months. What are the positives? What are the advantages? It's usually relatively liquid, relatively safe. The disadvantage is it doesn't pay very much. And if it does pay anything, you got to pay tax on it. But that's yellow money. So we recommend money in yellow money, anywhere from what, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, depending on the individual. Then the other spectrum, red on a traffic light means stop. And everything has pros and cons. That would be what? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, yes, gold, silver, commodities. Anything that carries risk. The pluses is you get upside. The disadvantage, you get downside. And then the green money is what? Go. That would be long-term CD, savings bonds. Fixed annuities are kind of like a CD at a bank, except usually for the most part they pay a little bit more. They're with an insurance company. They have 1 year fixed annuities. They have 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, etc. They pay a fixed rate for a period of time. And then another one is an insurance company is called, I call it enhanced index annuity. Some people call them FIAs, F-I-A, or fixed index annuity. I don't happen to like the word fixed because to me it's kind of misleading. It sounds like you get a fixed rate. But your money's linked to some type of market indices. It's not in the market, but it's linked, such as the S&P, NASDAQ, Dow, or one into some industry. The advantage is what? If the market tanks, you don't lose any money. All right, that's one of the advantages. Number two, if it goes up, you can participate because your money is linked to an industry where you capture part of the gains. Now, there's some good ones and bad ones. I have these charts that shows the top 1,100 different strategies. And about 40 to 60 have earned over the past 10 years anywhere from 6 to 10%, sometimes even more. Does that mean the next 10 years you would earn that? No. You could earn zero. So if the market, let's say you had a one-year strategy and the market tanks, you don't lose any of your principal. The only way you can lose money, because the disadvantage is they do have surrender. But most of them are fairly liquid. You can usually take 10% out. Some have cumulative. If you haven't taken anything out, you can let it go 10, 20, or 30%. They 30% out the third year. But they all have their pros and cons. If you die, there is no surrender charge. But that's one of the negatives is people say, my money's locked up. Well, it's not really locked up. You can get anything you want to get out. You may pay a surrender charge if you exceed that amount. But the advantage is if the market tanks, you get zero for that year. So zero is your hero. That's your, I call that your no-so money. Your red money is your so-so money. So everyone has pros and cons. Then if the market does tank, you reset to lower level. Then if it goes up, you're going to link to that particular industry. So everyone has pros and cons. They're not all good ones. It's like, are they all good stocks or mutual funds? No. So there's advantages and disadvantages. What you need to do, depending on the individual, what we'd like to do on the first meeting, either in person, Zoom, you'll learn more about that. We do a fact finder. We gather information called the discovery process. And then we give you some homework. We give you an expense sheet. We email you a suitability capacity questionnaire sheet. And then when you come back, we put it into this retire work software called, we call it the retire roadmap. We want to see on the roads you have based on your investments, inflations, et cetera, your date of death, Social Security, et cetera. Are you going to have enough money to last until you and your spouse die if you're married? And if you're not married, just yourself. Not our road, your road. And if you don't, then we talk about solutions, and we can change that. It's a very eye-opener, whether we do it by Zoom or in person. It's really, I'm telling you, it's easy, it's understandable. Then what we do, we talk about some solutions to solve that, and then we give you the pros and cons on that. So that's how we work. If you'd like to learn more about that, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leavealegacy.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about 14 tax reduction strategies for the self-employed. And you can get this report from the Bradford Institute. Since I'm a member of it, I can either email it to you, it's printable, or I can mail it to you. So give us a call, I'll repeat the number, and then we'll talk about the economy, what's going on there. So the toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. So on this segment, we're going to talk about called 14 Tax Reduction Strategies for the Self-Employed. And you're listening to this July 31st, which is the July newsletter, July 2021, from the Bradford Tax Institute. So it's very current. Since I subscribe to it, I can email these 14. If you're not self-employed, you might know someone who is and request it. So I can either email it to you. If you don't have a computer, I can mail it to you. So I do have permission to do that. So let me go over these 14 tax reduction strategies. If you didn't get a chance to write that toll-free number down and want to set up a complimentary consultation or come in for a complimentary consultation or do it, learn more about that, set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit us at one of our websites at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So 14 tax reduction strategy for the self-employed. And boy, it's got a lot of detail. So you get the synopsis, you can click on this, and it gives you way more detail. It's a two-page newsletter, but it's misleading because when you click on the article, it opens up, got a lot of more information. So I'm going to hit the highlights. Eliminate the word friend, according to the Bradford Tax Institute, from your vocabulary as a self-employed person. From now on, he said, do what? These people are sources of business. So start talking business and asking for referrals over meals and beverages. Ask for introductions or referrals. And he's got a great article supporting this. Number two, hire your children. This creates tax deductions for you and creates non-taxable for very low tax income for the children. Also, wages paid by parents to children are exempt from what? Payroll taxes. Number three, learn how to combine business and personal trips so the personal side of your trip becomes part of your business deduction under the travel rules. For example, traveling by cruise to a convention on St. Thomas. And then the article talks about five rules for turning your vacation, even a luxurious one, in tax-deductible travel. So they're supporting. So if you want this, this is wealth of information, folks. Number four, properly classify business expansion expenses as immediate tax reductions rather than depreciable, amortized, or ouch, he says, non-deductible capital costs. Number five, properly identify deductible startup expenses. So $5,000 upfront and balance amortized rather than letting them fall by the wayside, which he said is a common oversight. Number six, correctly classify business meals that qualify for the 100% tax deduction rather than the 50% tax reduction. Number seven, know the entertainment facility rules so your vacation home can become a tax deduction. Supporting evidence, tax deduction for entertainment facility, part four, vacation home. Number eight, identify the vehicle deduction method that gives you the best deduction, choosing between the IRS mileage and the actual expense money. Correctly identify your maximum business mile so you deduct the largest possible. Qualify your office in your home as administration office. Use allocation methods that make your home office deductions larger. If you are married with no employees, he says, the Bradford Tax Institute, hire your spouse and then install a Section 105 medical plan to move your medical deductions to a Schedule C for maximum benefits. Operate as a one-person S corporation to save self-employment taxes. And if you're single with no employees, operate as a C corporation, install a Section 105 medical plan so you can deduct all your medical expenses. So 14 tax reduction strategy for self-employed. If you'd like to get a copy of this, we'll be glad to email it to you, and you can click on these links. If I mail it to you, you won't be able to click on the links, and I won't be printing out all this supporting evidence, so it's better to email. So if you want to email me, my email is david@leavealegacy.com, david@leavealegacy.com, or just call our toll-free number and give one of our assistants your email. We'll be glad to email it to you. Our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So we're going to talk about what Zacks has to say about today, Thursday. They came out, the unemployment rate wasn't quite, but it wasn't bad, 400,000. It was better than last week. So it's still, we have a ways to go. So we're going to talk about what Zacks has to say. And then we may have time, but probably not until the next segment. We're going to talk about why the decline in Treasury yields. Oh, they've been declining, especially the 10-year notes. Well, they all have been low, but why the decline in Treasury notes is bullish, according to this one gentleman, I'll tell you who in a minute, for stocks. So, according to Zacks, another eventful morning in economic brings both the latest results in weekly jobless claims and the first look at the new quarter of gross domestic product. Well, the first thing, the GDP, the second quarter, came in a little light which they anticipate. But on the other hand, that is good news. You say, why is that good news? When they were talking about 8, it came in at 6.5. And quarter one was 6.4. Well, if it came in at 8 something, what they're talking about, it might have been a little hot. And maybe the Fed might have stepped in and said, hey, we can't wait to 2023 for those rates. We might turn that spigot on now. So right now they're putting a lot of, you know, buying back these bonds. So, however, when we take a look at the inventories, which are down from second straight quarter, we see there's much restocking to do. This is consistent with the dearth in the chips market. They're hard to get in chips, especially for these automobiles. Well, I've been reporting on which led to underproduction in goods that use lots of microchips, like what? New autos. As well as shortages in supply for things like lumber, although lumber's coming down, and new home building. In short, these are economic weaknesses of which we're already become aware. Also, when we happen to have a stronger than expected quarter of GDP growth, but the growth is tied up mostly in high inventory numbers. This is seen as relative negative. Why? Because the inventory is not down via sales in future quarters. It just stays there. It doesn't add to future economic growth due to oversupply. Thus, the opposite problem before us is inventories keeping all of our GDP down, because we've seen very good skews for a bad headline. Now, how many people, if you invest in a market, do you look at the futures market? Do you look at the M&As, the S&P 500? Do you realize this? And this is kind of a general. The way the, of course, the end is, if you look at the S&P, the SPYs versus the RSP, the RSP, the S&P, the SPYs, SPY, are heavily weighted for the big stocks like Apple, Google, Amazon. You see what Amazon did, by the way. They reported the earnings after today's bell, and the revenue was up, but their earnings and so forth and were down. And they still made a lot of money, but not what the people expected. And their stock really took a nosedive, especially after market, because of Target. They said, and guess what? Walmart, they're up in their online presence. But anyways, they heavily weighted. If you look at the recipe, which gives 2% for each of those 500, that may be a better indicator. But if 75% of the stocks, if the S&P goes up, that's the trend. So if you look at the opening from this year, the S&P, about 34 something, whatever it is, you can see it's around the 4,400. It's still in a bull market. However, we've been very choppy. This is a tough market. It's like a yo-yo, up and down, up and up and down. And if you don't have the appetite, you might want to give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategy, because there are other strategies that give you more peace of mind where you don't have to worry about that. You know, they've got some, I told you, your no-so money rather than your so-so. Nothing wrong with having so-so money. That's that red money. So there are other strategies out there if it bothers you. But the best thing to do, if you're not having this conversation with the person you work with, the only way to get a second opinion is to call someone else. A second opinion means what? A second opinion doesn't mean you're going to be doing business. It doesn't mean you're going to be doing surgery. A second opinion. So if you'd like to learn more about that, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. I'll give you these three websites again. LeaveALegacy.com has all our contact information. InnovationTaxService.com. And if you're paying a lot of taxes, EliteTaxReduction.com. So if you listen to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, I want you to listen to important message. When we come back, we're going to talk about why the decline in trade yield could be, according to this author, I'll give you his name on when we come back, is bullish, he says, for growth stocks. Is that true? All right, please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10 or 15 minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony's, PA. A development called Linden Point, Legacy Financial Strategies. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So this comes from Louis Navalier. He said, why the decline in Treasury yields is bullish for growth stocks? He said, according to the Federal Open Market Committee, that's the FOMC, shrugged off fears about the economic impact of rising pandemic cases and maintain the course of Wednesday by keeping interest rates. And by the way, we're going to talk about that on the last segments on the political section. By keeping interest rate between 0 and 0.25% through 2023. Now, they talked about upping them sometime in 2023. So he said through, so I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. Through means through the end. That's my opinion, but that may not be what he means. And I don't think the Fed really knows at this point. That's what they're talking about. The Fed will also continue its quantitative easing program for $120 billion per month. Specifically, it will continue to purchase $80 billion in Treasury securities and $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities. So that's why I say the GDP at 6.5 instead of the 8 was actually probably a positive. So what we've seen with successive wave of COVID over the past year and some months now, there has tended to be less in the way of economic implication for each wave. Federal Chair Jerome Powell, Jay Powell, said during the press conference following the FOMC statement, we will see if that is the case from the Delta variety. The FOMC also noted the economy has continued to grow and maintain that recent high inflation is temporary and will recede once issue related to a cloggy supply chain. And that's one of the things they are getting clogged up for specific goods like what? Used cars, those chips I mentioned earlier, ease and normal economic demand returns. Now, the shocking decline in the 10-year Treasury bond, and you can Google this, by the way, to see what the futures is, and I'll tell you, but currently about 1.26128. Do you remember several months ago it was a 1.75? That's the 10-year Treasury. As it surged, has raised questions about just how much quantitative easing the Fed is doing since there seems to be almost institutional panic to buy higher yields. It's why corporate America continues to sell record amounts of new debt at ultra-low yields in junk bonds. One worry is that negative interest rates are here to stay and spreading. For instance, he said the UK, who's that again? Louis Navalier. He once worries that negative interest rates are here to stay, spreading. For instance, the UK fought the negative interest rates influence from the ECB, which is the European Central Bank, but its bond yields are falling and may eventually be negative toward territory. Will that happen in the United States? We'll have to wait and see. He said this is a conundrum that the Fed is now in since its foreign investors flock to the U.S. seeking real bond yields. They are inadvertently pushing Treasury bond yields lower. Now, I can't emphasize enough how bullish the recent decline in Treasury bond yields for the stock market. He said that's where price earnings P.E. ratio should be if the 10-year ratio bond was 3.9%, and that is what, 27.7 times earning. So that's his take. Now let's go to the other spectrum. I haven't talked about this gentleman for a while, and that's Harry Dent. He's been crying wolf for a lot. So here's his latest August 2021 newsletter. He said late July, well, you're listening to this on July 31st, is a high probability time for the long-term stock bubble peak. You know, he's been talking about that crash for quite some time. He said, I've been warning about a potential turn point around approximately July 29-30, and the market thus far is timidly marching up to a potential new high and a top. My original target was 4,600 and the S&P 500. I have another gentleman who thinks 4,500. Now, we always have corrections. When will that occur? Is it going to happen in July? And here he goes on to this lead newsletter, said it might happen in September. Well, he keeps moving it back. I now have another guy. Ladies and gentlemen, so it's going to happen, folks. It always does. The question is, will it be like March where it goes down and has a V shape, or will it drag out a little longer, say for 6 months, a year, or a year and a half? And what's that amount? And you want to pay attention. I said to the S&P, look at the RESPI, RSP. Look at that. You know, have it weighted there. Look at the major one. You're going to see probably some pullbacks. Again, I don't know this. Companies like what? Amazon. So that's a sign there, maybe. We don't know. Some of the large caps, maybe some of the mid caps, which no one's been paying attention. They've been trading sideways. The S&P mid cap for 400. Or maybe the Russells, they haven't done much of anything either. And they usually, we'll have to wait and see, folks. Again, that's called red money, risk money. There's nothing wrong in your planning portfolio if you have enough money to put money in. So the question is, what kind of plan do you have? Do you have money in yellow? Do you have money in green? Do you have red? Or do you have all a little bit of money in yellow and most of it in red? And you're retired and you're, this is making you worry. Well, there's other strategies out there. You need to have a plan. First thing is get a second opinion. First step would be call Legacy Financial Strategy and set up a second meeting or a complimentary consultation on the phone. 5, 10, 15 minutes to learn more about what we're doing. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. So let me get back to the Harry Dent. It says, first, let's back up and see where we are in a longer-term picture. He said, indeed, a potentially very potent time for such a top. My last major cycles, the peak were 45-year and double 90-year technology cycle, which naturally would have peaked around late 2019 or early 2020. This previous major cycle to top was approximately 40-year demographic cycle or spending wave in late 2007, right as predicted. He said, the deepest recession since the 1930s following the 2007 was precisely why we haven't gotten such massive stimulus ever since to keep a dead economy alive at all costs. Let me skip because this has got multitude of pages. It's a good way to tell when a market is over is when a new low is made, according to Harry Dent, after a major surge versus the previous low. And the first wave that occurred at the bottom in late 1937, after the first sharp crash, the strategy thereafter would have been to sell into that next bounce of the late 1938 or early 1939. That downturn continued until a long-term bottom in mid-1942, much lower. Hence, selling into that bounce would have been a great play. Now, technical analysis suggests high odds of a top in late July or by September, as I mentioned earlier, at the latest. Now, I'm going to whisk through a number of technical indicators here that show how overvalued stocks are getting in this rally and why there's a high chance of a major peak at this time when such a peak is now already long, long overdue by natural cycles, according to Harry Dent. He said, the strangest thing going on in this perverted, he said, overstimulated stock market is that the risk-free treasury bonds are falling with seriously rising inflation in the late stages of this bull market. What? He says, the last time inflation-adjusted yields such as this chart shows were minus 4% was in the early 90s, 1980s rather, just before the final crashes of 1980 and then 81 to 82 that led to the final bottom of the Bob Hope generation boom in bus cycle as expected around that time. And we have charts here. He goes into quite a bit. So here's my question again. You can read all about that. Does anybody really know the right answer? You know, they've got the infrastructure bill. It hasn't passed yet. Now they've got it down. They're talking about $1.2 trillion. That obviously puts the stimulation in it. So sooner or later they do. Then here's the thing. Do you have a plan? Do you have money for emergency money? Do you have money for your no-so money? No-so money besides your Social Security? Do you have a plan in place that has a predictable, steady stream of income? Then you have a plan for your so-so money. They all have their pros and cons. If you'd like to learn more about what we do at Legacy Financial Strategies, call our office at Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Go to our website at leavealegacy.com. We come back. We're going to talk of politics, virus, all kinds of good information. And I got a clip. I'm thinking about offering some kind of award if you can interpret this, what our president says. I'm going to play the audio because I can't figure it out. It's a puzzle. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this very important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. If you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. 4963. Before I show you that clip or play that clip for you, you actually be able to see it, what our president said, and I'm thinking about offering something if you can figure out what he said. I haven't decided on that yet. Let me talk about what happened on January 6th, just for a brief moment. Now, obviously, January 6th, of the thousands and thousands of people, there was very small percentage, less than 1%, maybe 0.5%, 0.25%. The majority of people were peaceful, okay? Maybe they were trespassing, but they weren't. There were some people who were not peaceful, coming from Antifa, Proud Boys. They were forewarned. I saw articles ahead of time talking about that. So you know who's the ultimate responsibility? I put the blame on Nancy Pelosi. She should have had preparation in advance so that never would have happened at all. So, there are many people being kept in jail, have no due process. Matt Gaetz and Louie Gohmert went inside, and they talked. The guards talked about going outside. When they went outside, they locked it behind them. They wouldn't even let them talk to see what's going on. They wouldn't listen to one of the attorneys. So there's people not getting due process at all. Yet you have these thugs, these rioters breaking in buildings, burning police stations, and they get what? They go in, they get released out on bail. There's two sets of rules here, folks. But guess what? You know who's going to set us straight eventually? God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Maybe not in the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, but unless all comes to repentance, because there's none righteous, no, not one. All, God loves everyone. I even pray for, not even, I'm a wrench just like Nancy Pelosi, but I'm praying for her salvation. I'm praying for our president's salvation. I'm praying for Chuckie Schumer's salvation. That would be great. You can look through the Bible. They had good kings. They had evil kings. God allowed it. There's a reason behind it. He doesn't cause it. He does allow it. And we, as a people, have to take responsibility for that. But it's a shame. GOP lawmakers barred from checking prison conditions for January 6 inmates. It's pretty, pretty disgusting. So let me play you this clip and give you the backdrop. Speaking at a White House Rose Garden ceremony to commemorate the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act on Monday, President Joe Biden forgot Congressman's name. Shortly afterward, he became confused to call out, "Where's Mom? Mom." So let me play that for you.
Chairman Leahy, Leader McCarthy, Senator Casey, Congressman Scott, Congressman, where is he? There you are, Paul. You understand this better than anybody does. I want to thank you, Congressman, for all your work. And I want to thank you all for being here. Second, by the way, where's Mom? Mom, is she here? Oh, she's watching. Okay, I thought you looked and said, Mom is out there. I was going to ask her to stand up. But, Mom, you can't stand up if you're home.
Folks, that is pretty sad, isn't it? Normally, we wouldn't be talking about this. Dementia, and there's, I've read, you know, there's 26 different forms of dementia. Another person said over 100. Whatever it is, there's a lot. It's a very serious thing. But when you're running the, you're the president of the United States, there's a problem there. So I said he would last 6 months, so he's holding on a little longer. But you see what we have waiting in the wing. I'm also praying for Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, I pray for her salvation as well. Here's something else he said. This is why I want you to figure this out. See what you think.
Must it be a reconciliation?
What?
A pathway for citizenship.
There needs to be a pathway for citizenship. Whether it can be an immigration remains to be seen.
So my butt has been wiped comment. Why did not a single reporter ask, excuse me, Mr. President, can you clarify what happened to your butt? So is that what he said? That's what it sounded like to me. So we'll give you something. I'll tell you what we're going to give out. Of course, we give this out regardless. These are the most important one because we're all going to die, folks. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. We're filthy rags. How do I know that? Romans 3:10. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short glory of God, Romans 3:23. Isaiah 64:6, I'm paraphrasing this. Compared to a righteous holy God, we, me, you, are filthy rags. So the secret, I'm going to talk about that. Where are you going to spend eternity? But I'm going to give these booklets out called Biblical Answers to Common Questions, Heaven. That's if you did the repentance and accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. But I'm going to send it to you anyway, because you want to be able to read the other one called The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. These are both about 45, 50 pages. They're little pamphlets. They're not 8.5 by 11. And I'm going to give you the $1 trillion bill. It says, here's a $1 trillion question. Will you go to heaven when you die? So it's either heaven or hell. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But I'm going to give those out, regardless, even if you can't figure out what he said. Anybody who calls Legacy Financial Strategies and request these, we will give those booklets out to you at no charge. We won't pay shipping. You'll have a lot of fun with the $1 trillion bill. Also, read it yourself and then pass it to others and ask them, tell you, I value their opinion. Value their opinion. All right. Should we be wearing masks again? Here's a map of COVID hots subject to the CDC's new guideline. Now, this happened a couple days ago, and this I have the map to prove this, and I clicked on Pennsylvania. Mercer County was considered moderate. So I clicked on it. We had two cases. That's considered moderate. I clicked on Lawrence County because they had a different color. Ours was kind of like a brown. Theirs was kind of like a reddish brown. And they had the word three cases. And guess what they called it? Substantial. Now, does three cases mean substantial? And then in Crawford County, they had four, and they had that high. Now, since that, it, of course, has gone up. But this was a couple days ago. They look it up, how many 100,000 cases they had. Well, in Lawrence County, you have about 85,000, the county population. Mercer County, I've seen anywhere from 108, 109, 110, approximately. So it goes by per 100,000. But this was a couple days ago. Now, since then, they've upped, the cases have been increasing, obviously. But high was Crawford County with four cases. This was 2 days ago. Substantial was three cases in Lawrence County, and moderate was two cases. Do they have a map for flu? Whatever happened to flu? You know what they're talking about? Do they have a double-blind study with these masks? If you go into their website, they have that one with the beauty salon. You know, when I took experience minus psychology, you set up a hypothesis. You set up these different T-criticals, F-criticals, you know, 0.05, 0.01 level. You have a control group. They don't do any of that. Do they have, what evidence do they have that these work? Have they taken different types of masks and does the experiment? No problem with masks if they can prove that they work 100%. They can't. They can't, folks. So anyways, it is on the increase. And guess what? I mentioned way back in March, this will never go away. Why? There's always a new strain like the flu. They've never cured the flu. And guess what? They aren't going to cure this one. They can minimize it. And sometimes you take, I never took the flu shot. Sometimes it works for people because they got the right strain. They protect it from that one. But I've seen other ones, it doesn't work. So if you have a lot of serious illness, you got to be awful careful not to go out. The big thing is herd immunity. But if you're out among the public, you got some serious conditions, that's where the concern is. So you're better off, I say, unfortunately, probably to stay home. Stay home. Another thing, the head of the CDC releases bone-chilling claim, COVID mutation bypassing vaccines. No kidding. No kidding. So that brings me to our final point, which is the most important one. Anybody who dies, I don't care if it's heart disease, stroke, car accident, murder, suicide, whatever it is, it's if they don't know the Lord, if they don't know the Lord, one precious soul is one way too many. God loves everybody. Do you hear that, folks? Everybody. But unfortunately, Matthew 7 says the gate to heaven, I'm paraphrasing it, is narrow. The gate to hell is wide. I think it's two main reasons that many people will spend eternity in hell rather than heaven. This is the Bible saying that, and many people profess do not possess, is ignorance and pride. So James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you up. So there is no salvation without brokenness. In other words, you have to recognize you're a sinner. So you have to repent. Ask for godly forgiveness, meaning your heart. Then do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God, not a God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me being Jesus. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? The God, a lunatic, or a liar? He stands at the door and knocks. But you have to open the door through repentance, godly forgiveness, and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27, then comes judgment. Not like taking a vacation, say I won't go to the next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever and ever, folks. I have another radio show Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. called One Way Radio Network. There's only one way to heaven. It's not blind faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance hoped for, the evidence they not seen. Who do you say he is? Who do you say he is? So if you'd like to get those two booklets called The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel and By Heaven by Randy Elkhorn and the $1 trillion Bill, $1 trillion Question, Will You Spend Eternity in Heaven? Give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll-free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called The Evaluator.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must-know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.